And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod, Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod, Rick Mexa, and the Mighty 1090 Studios. Rosie's and Jeff Flowers. Sagehill Sport Fishing. What a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a full... another full hour, but it goes fast.
It certainly does. If you want to join us on that second hour, it's a great time to do it because it has been some packed phone calls, but we're going to be taking a lot of those calls here this hour. 858 area code 457-1090. That's the local number. Again, 858-457-1090, or get us on the toll-free one. That's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. We're talking Cedro Sport Fishing, and we are hooking you up with a killer clothing package. At the end of the show today, somebody's going to win a brand-new AFCO Horizon Fleece Jacket, perfect for this cold weather, courtesy of AFCO. And you're going to get a Cedro Sport Fishing hat and shirt to go along with it, thanks to Rosie and Jeff. A very cool prize pack.
Yeah,
at the end of the show today.
Indeed. You know, on our Let's Talk Hookup homepage, our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, we have a trips page with lots of great trips on it. And you just heard Whalers Cove Lodge ad there, and they're sold out. Our trip this year is sold out, but if you want to go with us in 2020, I know that they'll probably take your reservation
because
it fills up quickly. I know that there's some spots if you want to go to Alaska with us in June to go fishing with Rick up at Kingfisher Charters in Sitka. I think there may be a couple spots
there's
left.
There's two boats left, I think.
Yeah.
One or two, something like that.
Not much. And so that's in June, prime time in Sitka for Kingfisher. And then there's a couple spots left for July, Katmai Lodge. Harold Davis will be hosting that trip for us up at Katmai Lodge in July. So that's going to be a great trip. So the other trips that are available on there, among others, are two Cedro Sport Fishing trips, which I believe are all sold out.
They're sold out.
Yeah, all of them sold out.
They are.
But if you can't go without, you can get on a waiting list if somebody fails. But if somebody does not bail, then just call Rosie, and there are spots available.
Absolutely. Like I said, there are spots available, and come January 20th, I know there will be many more spots opening up, and we'll just get you dialed into what trip's going to work best for you.
Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Rosie and Jeff, but wait a minute.
Before we do that, we're going to find out what's biting on the water because we got our FishDope.com reporter standing by, and that's your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. And that catch report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu, the Octopus 4X Strong Hook is not just another squid hook. Nothing penetrates deeper and holds tighter. The offset beak point is actually sharp and forged from the highest carbon steel available. Every captain has their own tricks for how to rig a squid, but there's no question on which hook to use. The Gamakatsu Octopus hooks, get them at your favorite tackle store and check gamakatsu.com. They are simply the best. Let's talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Rosie, Jeff, Pete,
good
Rick.
Morning.
I am in Turtle Bay right now, fueling the boat up.
Wow.
Nice.
How's the weather coming up
I
the
am.
Hill here?
The weather is cold, Pete. You can see your breath.
Yeah,
I bet. Yeah, I bet.
How much is fuel in Turtle Bay right now?
I don't know. I didn't want to ask.
smart man.
Give him the money, right?
Yes. It doesn't really matter what it costs because we got to get it.
Yeah.
Yesterday we had unbelievable fishing. It's only 460 miles from your harbor, Pete. We had the most unbelievable bite yesterday. We had 15 marlin, we had 27 yellowfin tuna, we had 16 dorado,
jeez,
and all the skipjack you want.
Wow.
It was
wow.
insane.
This is crazy.
Absolutely insane. That's why we got to Turtle Bay a little later than we thought we would.
Wow, that's good fishing. How far? So that's down on the outside of Mag Bay?
No, it's on the very upper edge of the ridge. The very upper edge
wow.
of the ridge there. like 460 from your harbor. It's 67 degree water, but it's purple, and there's just a million fish in it. It's unbelievable.
How exciting.
That's awesome.
But, hey, what about our buddy Jimmy Decker? That's pretty insane, huh?
Yeah, you got to get up here and chase these bluefins.
I know. That's what my deck hands tell me. Can we look on the way up? I said, sure, you can look. Look all you want.
Hey, guys, and so you're on your way back. When do you expect to be in San Diego?
I will be sleeping in my bed tomorrow night next to my beautiful wife, Kelly.
Wow, you're making some fast pace there, bud.
Exactly.
Well, that's why we're getting fuel right now. We're going to burn a whole bunch coming home.
Wow. You got a little weather window, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. We haven't even got any water on the windows the whole trip, and it looks like it's going to be good until we get up to Rosie's Island this afternoon.
Right on.
It will swell up on the west end of the island, but this boat can handle it.
That's cool,
right,
buddy.
On, cool.
That's cool. Well, good, Dave. Of course, fishdope.com. Yeah, he was talking about Jimmy Decker catching the first bluefin for the Balboa Angling Club, right?
Right. A 60-pounder,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
like
a nice
one.
Yeah, on bass gear.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way to go, Jimmy. But fishdope.com had all that information on there. Jeff and the boys over there just doing the job, keeping people informed in the middle of the brutal Southern California winter here. And Captain Dave, if you want to save $20 on a new membership, all you do is use the code hookup now, lowercase, no space, hookup now. And Dave, how do we keep tabs on you, which is very challenging.
Very challenging.
Yeah.
Well, I put together a whole new series while I was down here in Cabo. I went through my books and stuff. We've got a new series I'm going to launch on my Your Saltwater Guide website. All about rock fishing and how to, where to. I'm going to give you guys a handful of spots. I'm not going to give you all of them, but I'll give you enough to fish the local islands and along the coast so you guys got a chance to catch some rockfish when they open it up March 1st. And those of us that rockfish, Rick, we got a whole new depth to fish in. Are you as excited as I am?
Lots of new zone, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding. That's going to be fantastic.
That's going to be insane.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, you get that sled full of fuel and get up here, and we'll see you at the Konakai docks tomorrow afternoon.
Absolutely. We'll be over there checking in with customs.
All right. Safe travels, Dave. Thanks a lot for the call,
Dave,
this morning.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Jeff and Rosie. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Cheer. Caught us from Cardiff this morning. What's up, buddy? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
So good morning, you guys, and good morning, Jeff and Rosie especially.
Good morning.
This is killing me listening to this broadcast.
I know, buddy. I know.
Dude, I want to go so bad right now. I'm just about ready to fall over.
Well, you'll be going soon enough.
Yeah, the weather's good. Why not? Let's go right now, right?
I guarantee you we can find some bass right now. I know.
Oh, totally.
You know, I just checked on windy.com, and it's only going like 5 knots right now on the leeward side of the island. So that great day.
Count me in.
That's why Captain Dave's making waves up there.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Rosie, I got a question for you, or that's why I'm calling. One of my questions. I have a million, and I'll be shooting emails on that, but... You know, I'm going on the trip at the end of June. Let's Talk Hookup. What clothes? What's the right kind of clothing for that time of year?
Good question.
You know, it is a good question. And, you know, June is early in our season. Still beautiful, warm days. But, you know, the mornings and the evenings, you can get a little bit of a chill. You know, especially in the morning when you're out on the water. And, you know, you're making your bait or you're making your moves to your first fishing grounds down there. You definitely want to have, you know, a light jacket with a hood, or you make sure you have a hat. Something just to make sure that spray stays off of you and just keeps you a little bit warm. You know, layers are good because you will be peeling off those layers, okay?
No doubt.
Okay. Well,
the other nice thing about June is it's not hot yet, you know, so you're not expecting, you know, 90-degree days. You know, you should be in the high 70s, maybe into the low 80s. And we do have air conditioning in all of the rooms. So if air conditioning is needed in the afternoon, feel free to turn it on. But as far as clothing, you know, layers. You don't need a lot of layers. You know, you maybe one pair of pants, a couple pairs of shorts, you know, 2 or 3 T-shirts. Take advantage of our laundry program. But definitely bring down, you know, a medium weight jacket. You don't need a heavy gauge jacket or a heavy
jacket. Not like a winter jacket.
Not the winter jacket.
And I would akin it to an end of June trip here offshore in Southern California.
Exactly.
Like if you're on
there
a long range boat or a overnight boat, bring the same gear. Jacket-wise that
absolutely
you would bring on that
there you
trip.
Go.
Cool in the morning and expect to be wearing a T-shirt in the afternoon.
Exactly. There you go.
And be prepared if it's something other than that.
Right.
All right. Have a great trip.
Yeah, buddy.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Bruce in Huntington Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Bruce.
Good morning, Bruce. Oh, we lost Bruce.
All right. Well, then how about we jump back in and talk to Reggie from Santa Rosa Valley this morning. Hi, Reggie. Welcome
right
to Let's Talk Hookup.
Right. Reggie?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you guys doing today?
Good, Reggie. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. So, Pete, I took your advice, and we booked a trip to go with Rosie down to Cedros this coming September, and we're really stoked.
Oh, yeah.
You're
not
going to love it.
You're not going to be disappointed.
Yeah, you got some pretty prime time there, Reggie.
Yeah, we're definitely excited. So what I wanted to ask, and I think this is something that is not really discussed in our industry as a whole, is the whole thing with tipping. Like, what's the right thing to do? Not only in Cedros, but even like on the local sport boats. I think most people don't know the right amount to tip, how to tip. And the reason I ask this question is because the guys out there helping you, that's some hard work, man, doing that. And they're serving you. So just want to get you guys' take on that.
Great question.
Yeah, I mean, I'll speak for Cedros, and I'll let you guys speak for the long range. But and I'll tell you what we do. And, tipping is very personal. So I'll tell you what we do, and then you're going to, do what works best for you. When we tip off of the price of the trip. 18 to 20% is what my husband and I do. And since we're tipping different people down there, I take down, different denominations, fives, tens, and twenties. And
you tip in U.S. dollars?
I do.
Okay.
And the guys down there, they do like that. They seem to get more for their buck down there with the U.S. dollar.
Can you pay, like if you want beer and such like that, can you pay in U.S. dollars?
You can pay in U.S. dollars. And if you feel like, I always tell everyone, maybe get some pesos. It might be easier for the store owner. But
and they
don't
go a little longer, too.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And better rate.
Yeah. And down at the CBX, there is a peso exchange down there. So you don't need to go to your local bank to get pesos. They have it down there, very convenient, very easy, very fast.
Just know that if you do pay for beers and things like that at the store with U.S. dollars, you should expect to receive
pesos in return, exactly, for change back there. So what my husband and I do is we take different denominations. We take our whole gratuity down there for our trip. I put it in an envelope. Every day when we go down to the Pongas, we take gratuity for the Ponga captain, anywhere from $30, $35, $40 per person for our Ponga captains. If they really did
per
do
day.
Per day. Per day. And on the first half day of fishing, there is the opportunity to fish on the day of arrival, that half day fishing, $20, $25 or more, whatever you feel that you want to tip that Ponga captain.
Now, you give a sheet, from what I remember, before you go down, of here's what we suggest tipping-wise, how much cash to bring down, et cetera.
Right. And you know what? Please, remember, our crew, they are literally there for you all day, every day, 24/7, and those Ponga captains work their butts off.
And they rely on their tips.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you for saying that, Pete. Appreciate it. So then at the end of the week, what we have done is, we do have a crew of, 12 to 13 people that work at our lodge, anywhere from the cooks to the fillet crew, to the dock crew, to the maintenance, to the housekeepers. And we've tried to make everything simple for you. At the end of the week, whatever is left in our envelope, we put in the tip jar in the dining room in the morning. And then our whole entire crew, so you don't have to tip them each individually, our entire crew share together in the tips on the last day.
So you tip the captain and you tip the entire crew.
Correct.
Two different tips.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Very good.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Reggie.
And
question.
And you would basically, let me get this straight. So you would basically divide out what portion for tipping the staff. Because, the boat staff and such like that. So do you spell that out for people? What percentage? What percentage the boat captain gets? What percentage the staff
gets? And when you get your emails from me, because you will get, as your trip comes and be about a month out, you will get what I call tidbits of information, final roll call, and in there I double up on it because it is one of the most asked questions about gratuity. It is in both of those.
Okay, great.
So it's in both of those.
All right,
like you say, it's your choice, but it's just nice to have it spelled out on what most people tend to choose to do.
Yeah, we say a nice guideline.
Yeah,
you know,
perfect.
We have a guideline and then do what's comfortable for you. But one thing that I do ask is that, you know, you bring that gratuity down. Make sure you keep that gratuity for the crew and the Ponga captains, and bring down some extra spending money. Because I don't want you to go into your tips, okay, that are for the crew, and then all of a sudden you need more spending money. Bring down some spending money, because there are great things down at the island to purchase, and sometimes you might be surprised at something that might come along that you want to buy.
Yeah,
the guys down at
tortillas.
The lot, you got exactly tortillas, or you know, there's the guys down at the
lodge. Cool, abalone guard.
Exactly. Yeah. We have these guys that polish up these abalones that will come by in the afternoon. And, you know, all of a sudden you have this opportunity to buy this beautifully polished up abalone shell. And you know what? That's definitely something that you want to have the opportunity to take on home.
Yeah.
So, okay?
Reggie, thanks a lot for the call. Have a great trip. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about Ed and Mira Mesa up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Ed. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Rosie, I was wondering... sometimes, you know, I have problems sleeping in that. I was wondering, do you have a spot or a space that a guy can come down and read a book, you know, like in the middle of the night, you know, with the lights on and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? In the upper house, there are three bedrooms up there, but outside is a nice little sitting area. There's chairs out there. There's lights out there. You can definitely sit out there in a closed area. If you want to just walk outside to the upper deck, there's lights on the upper deck, and it's, you know, depending on what time of the season you are there, you can sit out there. It's still beautiful and warm with lights to read. In our suite area, there's an area where outside the suite you can sit. The dining hall is always open. You can sit out there. In the casita, there's a family room. So there's plenty different areas that for you to,
if you wanted to
enjoy.
But if you wanted to sit in an enclosed area, you could sit in the dining hall.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Everything, and please remember, when you come down to our lodge, it is that proverbial mi casa, su casa. If you want to go into the kitchen or the dining room, or any area is not off limits to anybody.
There's no locks on it.
And no locks.
Yeah. There you go. And no need for them.
No need. Yeah. Exactly.
For sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, John from Los Alamitos. John, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
John from Los Alamitos. Thanks for joining us, John. Appreciate you hanging in there, too, being patient.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
I have a question, actually two questions. How was wahoo fishing last year, and when's the best month to go wahoo fishing?
Well, wahoo fishing was absolutely epic last year because they showed up earlier than we had anticipated. The year before, wahoo had shown up in, like, end of October, November. And we really tried to put that on our radar for something for the anglers to anticipate that, hey, you know, when you come down in, you know, October, November, you know, there's this opportunity. Well, guess what? Come like end of August last year, beginning of September, the wahoo showed up.
Wow.
And so we definitely started telling anglers, hey, if you come down, definitely be ready for this. And it was absolutely wonderful because what we did is, you know, we really keep an eye on the weather and the wind, and we know that between, you know, Cedros and Benitos, you're going to have the opportunity to catch wahoo, and boy, howdy, did we. I mean, we were catching, there were guys that were coming back with limits of wahoo. You
limits.
Know, at limits of wahoo, not only limits of wahoo, but we're talking, you know, up to 53 pounds.
Jeff, did you catch some wahoo?
No.
No. You weren't down there at the right time.
Correct. This year may be different.
Yeah.
And what a cool opportunity, because that is a fish that is on a lot of people's bucket list.
Right.
And, you know, not everybody has the ability to be gone for the amount of time that it often takes to target a wahoo.
Correct.
So
exactly.
This is a chance for you to fly down and hop on the island and have some great yellowtail and calico bass fishing and maybe catch a wahoo and tuna and dorado.
Yeah, and those, I mean, the wahoo were hitting the Rapalas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we're telling people, you know, bring those down, maybe a steel leader or two.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they were really doing good in the Wahoo bombs, too.
That,
so.
That Nomad DTX minnow.
Yes,
that,
oh. Exactly.
The Nomad 200 is just...
It is a Wahoo machine.
It is.
Money right now.
Color? Any color?
No. I mean, the most popular Wahoo colors, purple and black, orange and black, pink,
exactly.
Neon pink. But, no, those things are just really good.
You know, Nomad's one of our new sponsors this year on Let's Talk Hookup for 2019.
Nice.
And they make, you know, some amazing lures, not just that DTX, but they make, we're going to find out more about them, but you watch out for Nomad. There's going to be a lot of guys buying Nomad lures this year.
They have two jerkbaits that Neil and I fished on that bluefin this year. And honestly, that's what a lot of that bluefin got caught on. Like everything that... Every scenario where you would often fish a traditional surface iron, they make a stick bait called a Riptide and then another one called a Mad Scad.
Right.
And those were the two jigs that we caught a lot of our fish on. When a lot of people would assume you were fishing a surface iron, fishing those stick baits, and they work really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like a little under the hat secret from this year. Yeah.
Thing. Yeah, watch out. They're out. I'm sure they're on the shelves right now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yeah, get them now.
Yeah, but get them
before
now.
Before they're gone.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back into them? Very patient callers hanging in there with us, and this time we're going to talk to Jim, who's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, Pete and Rick, and of course Rosie and Jeff. But two great shows back-to-back. Yesterday, John Collins, and today we got Cedro's with Rosie and Jeff, so I mean it's just like over the top good this weekend.
Thanks, Jim.
But my question for Rosie and Jeff. Well, I have two questions. The first one's a non-fishing thing. I know her daughter's a soccer player. I know she went to the playoffs this year. And Rosie, how the team, of course, it's the college NCAA team, went to the playoffs. How'd your daughter's team do this year?
You know, they did well. This is their third year in the row. I'm actually wearing her MAC conference championship sweatshirt as we speak, and very proud of her. Their team didn't go, you know, far into NCAAs, but they did very well, and Carly actually scored her first NCAA goal this
Woo!
Year, so she was very excited about that.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
It was her goal to score a goal in NCAAs.
Goal. That's
so,
good
yes,
for her.
Thank you for asking for her.
Yeah, I had to check on that. And my second question is, I know you expanded the months of your operation. Could you elaborate a little bit on that for us, please?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, usually we start in June, and this year we're going down in the end of May. And, you know, and if we have enough people together, like, you know, there's guys that want to, you know, book groups of 12, we will keep on going earlier and keep on going later into the season as long as it goes. And we're very flexible that way. The airlines is on board with us. They told us at any moment if we want to add a trip before or our regular season, so to speak, that's on the schedule or after, that they will do that for us. So right now we're at the end of May, and we're going our last trip to parts November 10th to like the 14th. And then, Javier and Lalo have been, you know, with us saying basically, you know, December's not a bad time to fish. The yellowtail might be a little bit deeper, but they're a little bit bigger fish down there.
Uh-huh.
And so as we see interest, people come and say they want to keep on going down there, we will go into December this next year.
Yeah, this year the fish way outlasted the fishermen for this year by a long shot. I remember
Absolutely.
Jeff's last report when they were closing the doors was one of the best of the whole year.
Right.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Exactly. So, yeah, Jim, we will go. We'll keep on fishing as long as there are anglers that want to go.
All right. Very good, Jim. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great questions. It's Let's Talk Hookup. It's the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in, with more experience and expertise on long-range fishing than anyone. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your long-range trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's coming up this Thursday. It is the Los Angeles Boat Show at the Fairplex in Pomona, conveniently reached from all points in Southern California.
Again, like you said, coming up January 10th through the 13th, it's when you're going to see the newest models, the latest marine gear and tech gadgets, all the accessories and everything that you need for being a boater.
And you'll find a wide range of new products and services to make owning and operating your boat more enjoyable.
It's going to be Thursday from noon to 8, Friday and Saturday from 10 to 8, Sunday from 10 to 5. It's a great time.
Yeah. Admission's just $15. Kids 12 and under are free, and discounts available for U.S. and active military.
Hey, we've got a boat with your name on it. It's the Los Angeles Boat Show, January 10th through the 13th at the Fairplex in Pomona.
For more information and to purchase tickets online, just visit losangelesboatshow.com.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. You know, it's been a busy morning, and there's actually a line open on each side.
Yeah.
877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. You've been trying to get through. It's been a busy morning. There's your shot right now. Have a chance to win that AFCO Horizon Fleece Jacket. Perfect for a day like today.
Exactly.
Yeah, and along with a hat and a T-shirt from Rose and Jeff at Cedro Sport Fishing.
Well, if you go down to Cedro Sport Fishing, you've got all of that perfect table-ready, vacuum-packed fish. You got to be able to cook it when you get home, and that's who we're going to talk to now. We got the man on the line, Yanni from Fisherman's Bellies on the line. What's up, Yanni?
Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen, Pete, Rick, all the fishermen out there, and a special good morning to Rosie and Jeff. I'm a huge, huge fan of you guys, and I dream of Baja, and I especially dream of someday going to that island, Cedros.
Can't wait to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Rosie. I appreciate that. Listen, everyone's catching tuna. That's no longer a big secret, and I've come up with a crispy fried tuna taco.
Oh, yum.
Oh, my God. Listen, I grew up, I'm Greek. All my relatives had burger stands. I grew up in the burger stand business, and we used to make fried crispy tacos for our customers. And I'm telling you, I don't think the burger stands, I can't find a fried crispy taco anywhere. So what I'm doing is I'm sharing my secrets on how to make fried crispy tacos. And once you learn, you can make all kinds of tacos, but you can make your fish taco with your fresh tuna that you're catching these days. And it's all wrapped up in my recipe and in my video.
Oh, so sounds too good, doesn't it?
I'm in.
Man, that sounds great. Of course, you have it now up at fishermansbelly.com, right?
I sure do. And by the way, the website's got a brand new makeover, so it's a whole new website. I hope you guys give it a look-see.
Indeed. And you'll be sending it to me, and I'll be putting it up on our angler's table page of letstalkhookup.com very, very soon. Yanni, as usual, you're making us mouths water here in the studio, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you so much. Have a great day today, guys.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, see, Yanni. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Rosie, so we're going to jump right back in, talk to Dave. Dave's calling us from Spring Valley this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, Rosie, and Jeff.
Good morning.
I want to talk a little bit more about the weather down at Cedros. I haven't been before, and I'm dying to go, but, you know, just kind of tell us a little bit more about that weather.
Well, we definitely have our seasons, but our seasons are, I guess they're kind of almost like a San Diego season where, you know, the lows aren't very low at all, you know, so the weather down there, you know, is never going to, I've never seen it down into the 50s. It's always in, you know, in the evenings, it's like high 60s in the June and July area. And then, you know, as it gets on into a deeper part of summer, you know, you're going to get where it's warm and it's in the high 80s, maybe even into the low 90s. And, you know, when you're on the water, that's all great because it's beautiful out there. But when you get back to the lodge, we definitely have that air conditioning for you. So and then as it goes back on, you know, you come back into October again and you get that that fall fishing and it cools off a little bit.
It's very similar to San Diego.
It is. It really is.
I was totally going to say the same thing. I know Dave is a big local fisherman, fish a lot of local half day, a lot of local three quarter day. It's just like fishing at home. Times 100, you know what I mean? But it's our local fishing. It's calico bass. It's yellowtail. It's plastics. It's irons. It's similar weather to home, and it's similar style of fishing to home. Just really, really good, and a lot less pressure. And it's everything that you're already used to, which I think is what makes the trip so cool. It's the type of fishing you do every week. Just a fantastic, you know, it's like
it's more mellow.
If you fishing in a beautiful
yeah,
island.
If you could make La Jolla the best day of the year, that's what it is for 4 days in a row.
Yeah.
Right.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And it's fishing, I mean, not every day.
Sure.
It's not wide open every day, but there's a lot of days.
There's a lot of potential. It's really
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to talk a little bit about the Cedros Sport Fishing website, which we can link through our Livestock Hookup website. On the trip page that you have there, the schedule page, everything says call.
Correct.
So there are spots available. Don't be discouraged if you see a spot and it says call. There probably is a spot available on that trip.
Absolutely, yeah, and please call. That's why it says call there. So, you know, we're dialing some things in, and so, you know, I have down there to just give me a buzz because I really like to work with you and see what your needs are and try to accommodate you and the number of people that you have going with you and get you guys on trips.
Yeah,
like I said, come January 20th, a lot of those trips that the charter masters have. I actually had a charter master just text me right now, says that, you know, he's on his trip, he will have three availabilities.
All right.
So definitely, you know, give us a buzz.
Yeah.
If you want to go on a trip on Cedro Sport Fishing, I always say this every year, I would highly recommend calling right now because, one, like you said, charter masters need to get all their stuff in January 20th. There's a sprinkling of spots on a lot of trips right now. If you wait until Fred Hall happens, all those spots virtually are going to be gone. I mean, there'll always be a spot or two here or there on a trip, but if you know you want to go, get your call and get your money in before Fred Hall, because that's when everything gets gobbled up.
You're going to be at Fred Hall Long Beach and Del Mar, right?
We are. We'll be at both of the shows. Okay. Absolutely. And, you know, just as that Fred Hall you were talking about, you know, we ran a couple Fred Hall show specials last year. And we had a group of guys that came, we called it our Tunapalooza in October, and their goal was to get the Wahoo that we just talked about. And even though they were, like, very skeptical that they were going to get it, they took advantage of that Fred Hall show special. They came out and, you know, got them down there for their first time. It took three of them to actually hold the Wahoo once they got back to the dock because it was the 53-pounder.
Wow.
And those guys are so hooked now that they are going down every year. That's so cool. Like, you know, definitely get your spots in. Get your spots in because... you know, come Fred Hall, it could be slim.
Yeah.
They just get gobbled up.
All right, 858-457-1090, open right now. Let's jump into it, Rick.
How about our good buddy Gus calling from Burbank up next on
the
Let's Talk
Pickup? One and only Gus.
Hi,
what's up, Gus?
Yo, you guys, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Great show, as usual. And just want to say yo to Jeff. I know he's there riding shotgun.
Good old RH.
Yeah, RH.
And Rosie, you are the absolute queen of fish processing.
Oh, thank you.
You are, and it's true. And, it, you know, from the time you open the bag, you can just start cooking. Right now.
Well, yeah, you know, fish processing, like I said, it's near and dear to my heart. And you know what? We like to eat our fish. And, you know, when I open one of the bags that we've processed, you know, there's no smell to it. It's clean. There's no red line on it. It's been vacuum sealed properly. It's been labeled properly. I mean, it's like I want it to be good to go for you guys. You know, quality is key here.
Yeah, and how much fish can you bring home?
You are the greatest. And I just wanted to ask you, do you offer smoking your catch?
You know, as of right now, no. But that is something that I have written down that I'm trying to figure out how to do for you guys because, you know, smoke is wonderful. And, you know, and especially smoked yellowtail is absolutely probably one of my favorites. So, we're working on that, and don't be surprised if you see that in the next couple of years coming down.
Ooh,
you know, our challenge is that, you know, getting things down to that island is not as easy as it is. So to get a smoker down there, that means a trip to Guerrero Negro. It means getting a smoker on the salt barge and getting it over to the island and then someone teaching someone how to run it. So, you know, we're working on some things, and we'll see. You know, Pete had a question about how much fish you guys can bring back. It all depends on how much stuff you guys take down there. Each angler gets a certain amount of space, so to speak, on the plane. It's a total, you know, a certain weight. So if I can get you guys again down there with the least amount of clothing and tackle, then hopefully we can get you back with 30 to 40 pounds of
table-ready
filleted fish.
That's a lot of fish.
Yeah,
you got to remember, too, that there's limits to fishing the species down there, just like they are up here in the States.
Absolutely.
And it says it right on your Mexican fishing license that Rosie gets for everybody before they go down, and it's on the bottom, last paragraph, right side, because I know it well. When you catch your limits and once it's been processed, it's really funny how it works out that if you – take 30 pounds of gear, how you'll come back with about 40 pounds of fish, which is right about the limit. 70 pounds total weight per person coming back is really it's adequate for the plane, for the weight to be able to take off. And, you know, this isn't not like the old days where you go down and just pillage all the fish you can catch. We got to respect the fact that we're fishing in a foreign country, and they're allowing us to do that, and make sure we abide by all the laws and limits.
Absolutely.
I'll just use an example. When Dallas and I went down last year, we had very, very good fishing, and everybody caught lots of fish, and there was nobody that had any issue at all not bringing back their fish. You know, there was that was, you know, I mean, I would say that our trip had to be one where those weight limits would be tested because it was so good, and it was a non-issue for anybody.
Exactly.
Right. Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call
thanks, Gus.
Gus.
All right. How about next up we talk to Mike calling from Laguna Niguel. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Mike.
First of all, I wish everybody a very fishy 2019.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to it. It's certainly starting out amazing. My question's about halibut. We talk about, you know, everybody knows about the fantastic yellowtail and calico bass fishing at the island, but what about halibut? What time do you get the big ones, and what's the biggest one you've gotten there?
Well, we do get halibut, and, you know, they're definitely there. We've had a few come back that were in the 30-pound range, 30 to 35 pounds, I think, was our largest. And, you know, as far as the season, I believe it for, I'm trying to think of the people that caught them, it was July and August that those fish were caught.
Yeah.
And definitely, you know, they are there. I mean, you can actually, if you fish from right below our lodge, you can actually catch halibut from the shore. Now, some will be legal, some will be shorts. You're more than welcome to keep the legals, bring them back up. We can, you know, make some halibut sandwiches for dinner, whatever,
I
mean? But yeah, they're definitely down there. And July, August seems to be a great time for them, even June. So, but okay. They're down there.
What about, I know this is kind of off the fishing subject, but it kind of is. What about spear fishermen? Do you accommodate spear fishermen down there?
Absolutely. You know, we had spear fishermen down probably about four or five of them last year. We had one trip where there were nine guys that were all spear fishing and did a fabulous job. And they say, you know, when they were down there, the group of nine that were down there, we're absolutely blown away at the amount of fish that are actually down in the water, and they were like trying just to pick the one they wanted.
They want to shoot.
Right. There was a group of guys that they were blown away at the size of the sheephead
there.
And they said they definitely didn't want to take the largest because they figured the largest were their breed stock. And so they took, like, the medium-sized ones. Well, the medium-sized were coming up and weighing in at 17 pounds.
Oh, my.
Jeez. Yeah,
17.
So you could put a group together. Can you mix a group, some sport fishermen in the group as well as spear fishermen?
Absolutely, and keep to that group of three.
Keep to
that group of three. Be like-minded again. We had a father and a son that wanted to go fishing. It was actually on one of the last trip that was a little bit windy.
Mm-hmm.
And son was down there. He's 12-year-old fishing down on the island and was getting some really great fish. Well, their third on the boat was happy just fishing while they were down there.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And they worked that out very well, and he was very happy to get some fish.
That's
get
cool.
Some fish. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. That does free up 858-457-1090. Next up, let's talk to Hills calling from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I got to go sailing down to Cedros in like about 81, and just a testament to the friendliness of the people there, the Navy guys, there's a base, and the Navy guys came and challenged these six young, you know, we were young guys to a basketball game at the base.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
So we played to like 20 baskets. I mean, they won by one basket. So they bought the beer and we went down to like the kind of the Malecon down by the pier.
Yeah.
Had a beer. And then they invited us to go to the dance in the plaza that night, man. It just such great experiences there so long ago, and
super friendly people.
Yeah, they're great,
very
man.
Welcoming. They want you to come and experience their island. Absolutely.
And to meet the Navy guys, I mean, usually you just see their ghost ship out there cruising by, but so I want real quick, I want to ask if Jeff Mariani, that has the tackle shop, is that all related to you? Like, can if you don't bring a lot of gear, can you get some stuff from him,
go ahead.
Well, lastly, I just want to ask Rick, I ordered up a Tranks 300 and asked him if I should get the higher gear ratio if I'm throwing jigs.
So as far as Jeff and Sajos Tackle, yeah, it's in business. He does rent tackle.
And he's very accommodating.
Oh, yeah,
if there is something that you need down there, I mean, we just make a quick phone call. The shop is open, and he goes down there. Also, we do carry the basics. So, you know, we have Salus lures, Taddy lures are coming on with us, and we've got other baits down there. We're hoping to get Corey to have some
MC swim baits
down there, which do fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the Viejo.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
You know, we want to definitely have.
Well, Jeff's got thumbs up on the Viejo. Secret weapon. Yeah.
You know, we should have, we're going to have, you know, more hooks down there this year, Sabiki setups down there this year. So we have a lot of the basics at our lodge, and if there's anything specialty that you might need down there, you know, Jeff Mariani carries the Rapalas, and he carries a lot of the stuff.
And rental rods.
And rent rods and stuff like that. And, you know, we definitely, like I said, it's just a phone call away. They're very accommodating. And our guy, Richard, will load you up in the van, and you can take everybody, all 12 down there, if you want to check out the tackle shop.
Right on the Sager's Tackle, for sure. Yeah, Jeff's kind of become like an unofficial mayor down there, just like he loves that island just like you guys
he
do.
He loves that island, too,
he's done so much for the people down
there.
And the whole community just loves having you guys there.
Yeah. We try our best to, you know, work with Jeff. And we, like you said, we both take care of the community down there.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Hills.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Ralph. He's calling us from Los Angeles this morning. Good morning, Ralph. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Rick, Pete. I just want to say, and to Rosie, that she's probably the diva of of Cedros now, but she's also been the diva at the Fred Hall Show.
Oh, you know, thanks, Ralph.
Well, anyway, I was going out on a 10-day trip this past year, and she's walking down by Fisherman's Landing there. It probably took her about a half an hour just to get away from everybody. So that's how popular she is. So everybody that's going to the Fred Hall Show, you got to meet the diva, okay?
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, and you guys will have a booth both at Long Beach and Del Mar.
Yep. We have a double wide. I like to call our double wide booth. And, we'll be at both shows. The Del Mar show, we're right next to Pete.
Right next to us, yeah.
We're
fantastic.
Good to go there. And up at the Long Beach show, we're kind of in the middle of the arena, kind of by, you know, Accurate and
right in the center
of the show.
Right behind us and one over is Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yep.
And so if you want to book if you want to wait that long and book a trip at the show, you'll have your books and everything. And
you want to bring
some cash and put down a down payment on a trip, either Long Beach or Del Mar.
Absolutely, I'm happy to take your money.
Yeah, indeed. All right, but like Ricky says, I'm not sure I'd wait that long.
I wouldn't wait that long.
Nope.
Not with as good as it was last year and how popular it is and all the changes that have come on board since Rosie's been a part of it. It's too popular now to risk waiting that long.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, Ralph, thanks a lot for the call. You know,
thanks, Ralph.
We forgot to answer Gus's question about the Trenx 300, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hills.
Yeah, Hills. I mean, both of them work perfectly fine. I would do the HG. I would do the faster gear ratio. Because he mentioned surface iron, the HG has the power handle, which is the larger handle, a little more torque. If you were solely looking for a reel for fishing a leadhead and swim bait, I like the double paddle handle, so maybe you'd fish the regular Trenx 300. But for his application, talking about maybe also wanting to throw small jigs, I would do the faster gear ratio, the HG, which includes that power handle.
Indeed.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got all that great gear, the AFCO Horizon Fleece and the Cedro Sport Fishing Hat and Shirt. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Trenx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip.
When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
Yamaha Outboard Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, big winner of the Horizon Fleece, the Cedro Sport Fishing hat and shirt. That's going to Reggie in Santa Rosa. Reggie, congratulations. You're going to be stoked with the new gear.
Loving that, especially, you know, be wearing the hat, the Cedro's hat and shirt, and staying warm with that AFCO Horizon Fleece. Thanks to AFCO, and thanks to Rosie and Jeff for that great Cedro's gear, too. Thank you, guys. Great show.
Great, you
lot,
guys.
A lot of good information about Cedro's. Again, if somebody wants to book a trip to Cedro Sport Fishing, how do we do it?
Well, give me a call. Phone number at the office is 619-772-7570. And definitely go to our website, cedrosportfishing.com, and get a hold of us.
All right, cool. My goal for 2019 is to get Ricky to say Cedros.
Cedros.
Cedros?
Yeah.
Cedros.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. I've been trying for 2 years. It hasn't worked.
I'll be all over that.
Yeah.
We'll work on that one.
All right. Well, hey, great show. We're looking forward to, Ricky and I, we're looking forward to having you back next Saturday and Sunday. Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez.
Awesome, Jim.
Fresh off the Royal Polaris.
Yeah. Our brother-in-law.
Yeah. Jim is going to be here next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. And then next Sunday, Captains Marcus Medak and Adam Williams from the New Loan will be here. Two great guys. That's going to be a great weekend next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks to Adam for all he does. Check out our app on the App Store, the Google Play Store, all the stuff. And don't forget, we'll be putting up those knot tying videos that we shot yesterday up sometime this week, too. So watch for that coming up very, very soon. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.